Big news.
Big news? What's the big news, Jennifer?
In the world of mobile.
Yeah?
Yeah, so last week for the Mixed Conference, we announced 11 new Windows Phone sessions.
Yep, with little teasy titles, right? Placeholder titles.
Exactly.
Right? It says that we're going to have a lot of content related
to Windows Phone.
Sure.
So it's a total of 12 sessions.
That's awesome.
Plus we announced another executive keynoter,
ooh, yes,
who is Joe Belfiore,
yes,
the Vice President of Windows Phone Program Management.
Yep, pretty major, pretty awesome.
So you can read between the lines, people.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be talking about Windows Phone, of course.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting. Can't say anymore. Got to show up, right? We can only tease so much in this show. We're always teasing.
Before we get our
hands
slapped.
Before we get, warm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very cool. Plus, there's still a $200 discount.
Save
so if you
bucks.
Register today, still time to save some money. Come on down to Vegas.
That's good.
Hit the shark reef, the wave pool, have some fun.
That's good. I'll be in the wave pool the whole time.
That's what being
what
the, keyno- that's what being what the keynote owner is. Oh, my God, we haven't even hit the start time yet.
Start time.
Oh, we're cheating.
We'll do it.
But enough about you and me.
Oh, never enough about you and me, Jennifer. Let's get things straight.
We have a special guest today from Australia. Where is he? He's late, like usual.
He's over here.
No.
Come on
Hey, Nick Gilliam.
Cool jumper, though. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you meant to wear vertical or horizontal stripes on TV?
You're supposed to, I don't know. I think
none.
You're not supposed to wear
no stripes at all.
So one of us is correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Who looks better?
The fashion algorithm will get all confused today.
I didn't get to press start.
Sorry. Next time.
See, I watch this show every week, and I email you to say, can I be
allegedly
on so I can press the start button?
Yeah. Anyway, not this time. Maybe next
but
time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. So Nick is part of the Channel 9 team, mm-hmm, and they are going to bring to Mix 10 Channel 9 Live.
Ooh. We are.
And this is something that they did for the first time at PDC a few months ago.
Yep.
What is this, Nick?
Well, the very first time we did an experiment at PDC, what we did is, normally the Channel 9 team, we bring a camera crew and we wander around the show floor, we do interviews and demos.
Like a roving kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah, and what we do is we shoot that stuff at the conference, then we go and edit it, and then we publish it on Channel 9. And sometimes we can get that stuff up really quickly, other times it takes a while to publish some of that content. Mm-hmm. But we thought, let's cut out the middleman and let's broadcast live from the conference. So at PDC, we actually broadcast live for 3 full days. So
awesome.
The keynote finished at 10:30 something.
And late, 10:30 late.
The second the keynote finished, from within that same player on the MicrosoftPDC.com website, you would actually roll over automatically the Channel 9 feed, and then we broadcast for 7 hours. And we had Bob Moogley, we had Ray Ozzie, we had Scott Guthrie, we had all the big dogs that were there at PDC, and they came and talked to us. But more importantly, what we did is that we actually didn't script anything, and we had a Twitter account, which is at CH9Live, and excuse me for one second.
Keep going, it's okay. We forgive you. We forgive you.
And that's our Twitter account there. And we had a Twitter account set up at CH9Live.
Yeah.
And it was all unscripted. We relied on people to send us questions, mm-hmm, that they wanted us to ask the VIPs on their behalf.
So it's live interaction. It's like the call-in radio show, except instead of calling in on a telephone, using Twitter.
Exactly
that's
that.
Awesome.
So we're going to do that again for Mix 10. It was very successful with PDC. We had some great feedback. People loved it. We had some great guests. And the Channel 9 community would like us to do it again. So at Mix 10, we will be set up again with our big The Tonight Show stage actually in the Commons.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Called the Commons Room or the Commons?
The Commons, which Commons is the big room, which is going to be kind of the hub of everything at the conference. Last year, we had a different name for it. That was a little confusing. We think the Commons is more obvious in terms
we call
of
it third place, right?
Third place.
Third place.
Not work, not home, but the third place.
Yep. Cool.
And at PDC, we call it the big room.
Cool.
But, so this is where you're going to be, your stage. Can't miss you. People can come and sit in the audience. Even if you're at the show in person, you don't have to just be back at your desk.
Most definitely.
And in
fact, we still want you to participate in person. So we're going to have lots of presenters, lots of actual, the VIPs from the some partners that are on the keynote, and basically anyone that's involved with Mix, we're going to try and get them involved with Channel 9 Live. And the whole idea is that if you're there in person, come and see us, sit down in the audience. We'll have a special guest with a roving microphone so you can ask questions. That's a bit of a teaser for anyone that comes
in. Wink.
Special guest who has a bit of a history with Mix. So if you've been to Mix before, you might recognize him or her or it. But
suspicious.
But the cool thing about Channel 9 Live is that... Oh,
did you sign
what?
Me up for
this?
What was that?
What?
What was that? Is that why the bedazzler is in his office?
We sang together once. You remember when we were on the show together, we sang.
Yes, we did.
For something.
Right,
yes.
It was rock band.
Humiliated us.
I know, it was fantastic. Anyway.
So can I say, so we get this because we're all part of the same team.
Yeah, we do.
But some people might say, Channel 9, that sounds very devy to me, developer.
Sure.
What is Channel 9 doing at Mix? Because it's about UX and design and a broader thing than just developers. Can you help explain that?
No. Yes. I mean, Channel 9 is, Channel 9 is primarily, developers is our bread and butter. But we're all about anything that's tech. tech-related, anything that's kind of new and exciting. And it's not just developers. We have IT pros. We have designers. Channel 9 really does cover the gamut of really any product that Microsoft releases.
Recently, you've kind of brought in all the different brands under the Channel 9 umbrella, right?
Sure.
So that includes everything now.
Yeah, you're right. So, people might remember the Channel 10 brand and Channel 8. And those audiences still exist, and we still create content for them, but it's now just under the one heading, which is Channel 9. So, yeah, you're right. We used to be very specifically developers, but now Channel 9 is really just one of the homes for tech video content, news, and interaction.
Yes, you've expanded a bit then, which is a great thing. And I just was looking at survey data from all of our attendees, as a matter of fact, who are signing up for Mix right now. We ask a question between designer and developer, kind of where do you fall on the spectrum? It's a little sliding scale from 1 to 9, I think it is.
Sure.
4.55, I believe, is the average right now. Smack dab in the middle.
Right.
So we're starting to see that trend where if you do a lot of development, you're interested in design and vice versa. So it's a great cross audience to get.
Very cool. And one of the other reasons I wanted to come on the show, apart from the fact that I just love you guys.
We love
and,
you too.
I'm going to have to get you to sign my channel
for an autograph.
Thank you very much.
By the way,
you see what I did there?
See that?
So people should follow this.
Yes. So I have two requests.
This is your Twitter account.
To the viewers. This is our Twitter account. You can follow this if you want. Oh,
you still got 5 minutes.
That's good.
Okay. Wakes you up.
Talk faster.
Slow down.
So you don't have to follow us if you're not a Twitter person, but this is the main way we're going to be actually accepting questions and kind of interaction with the audience. Twitter's kind of, you know, it's a pretty cool tool. Most people are using it,
yep.
And it's very, very easy for us to use that to accept questions. So one way is follow at Channel 9 Live and send your tweets that include the word at Channel 9 Live, and we'll actually see them live when we're actually broadcasting. But the other thing is we're in planning mode. You know, Mix isn't on yet. We've still got...
That's right.
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
4 weeks.
5 weeks. Don't say four, dude. Five.
Five.
Tomorrow,
right?
Weeks. Yeah.
And we want to hear from you guys. If you were at PDC and saw some of the Channel 9 Live broadcast there, or saw, you know, Channel 9 Live at PDC, and you liked it, let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, what things you'd like to see differently.
Yeah.
And of course, we want to represent the people that can't actually attend Mix in person.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a particular person you want to see at Mix, but you can't be there in person for whatever reason, let us do that for you. Let us actually get in contact with that person. Let us ask them a question on your behalf. We're very happy to run around the conference floor and find that right person, whether it's Mike Swanson, whether he's kind of, you know, running to the bathroom, we quickly grab him, put him on stage and ask that question on your behalf. We will do that for you. So what would you like to see Channel 9 Live at Mix 10 be about? Who would you like us to talk to? What questions should we ask them? What topics should we cover?
Sure.
We want to do some panels.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do some kind of really interesting group discussions. So any ideas, send them through. You can send them to our Twitter account. 140.
I'm glad you remembered to show them this.
140 characters is not very long.
Right.
So if you can't do that, you do that one at microsoft.com, and that's our email address. So we're ch9live@microsoft.com.
So I have a big, long, elaborate question.
Nick, can you tell us about a couple of the improvements that you are making since PDC?
Sure. Well, we're still going to be doing smooth streaming live. Silverlight-based smooth streaming, which is pretty cool because the player actually in the back end looks at your internet connection, it polls it on a regular basis, and then increases or decreases the quality of the profile based on the bandwidth you have available. So if you have a really, you know, high bandwidth internet connection, we'll give you a 480p widescreen picture, which looks fantastic. But if you are on a lower quality connection, you can still actually watch it live, and you will have an experience. It'll be a lower fidelity, but you know, that happens dynamically behind the scenes.
And there was a bit of a TiVo-like kind of experience, right?
There was actually. We have a full DVR window for the entire broadcast period. So if you know, if you come in at 3 p.m. and we've been broadcasting since 10:30, you can actually automatically wind back all the way to the beginning of the broadcast, so you don't have to miss anything.
And I noticed with that smooth streaming, when you jump back, it gives you a low quality version real quick.
It does,
and then it jumps up very quickly.
And that's actually the way it works. I think it gives you, you know, it automatically assumes you can take at least the lowest quality.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that first and then quickly bumps you up.
Yeah, and it's a great experience.
Version.
It's very fast.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
We hope to have some better Twitter integration this time and perhaps the ability to ask questions via other means. Well, the Channel 9 forums is one way. We want to try and integrate that a little bit better, but we haven't worked that out quite yet. It's still very much an experiment for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we know Twitter works, so definitely use Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email as well. During the show, we will be checking that email address.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose the call to action now is, you know, please let us know, what would you like to see Channel 9 Live at Mix 10 be? Who should we talk to? What questions should we ask? And what topics should we cover?
Chance to shape the show.
Yeah.
So it will be, is the plan still to have it kind of on that home page? So
exactly.
As soon as the keynotes are over with, I can basically go to the restroom, come back, and you guys are on.
Exactly. Well, we may not even have enough time for a restroom break.
Wow, you're that fast.
We should be that quick. But yeah, exactly. From exactly the same page, the same experience, watching the keynote, the second the keynote finishes,
over,
in the back end, we'll do a change of the manifest, and all of a sudden, you're watching Channel 9 Live.
Nice. And there were half-hour segments? Is that what I remember at PDC? Is it the same format this time?
That's right. We had half-hour segments. We think we'll do the same thing. We may have some breaks in between, because we really went you know, nonstop for seven hours with very little breaks in between. We may actually have some breaks this time. But, yeah, about half-hour sessions, which is really good because it gives us a good time to have a really, you know, a proper conversation with whoever the guest is and allow people to catch on to what we're talking about, send in their questions, and integrate that into the actual, you know, part
and,
of the discussion.
And do you record them and make them available later? Or
we do.
Or if
now
I miss the stream, I'm...
You're right. Now, we had a few hiccups with PDC. We were kind of learning the technology.
First
it was
time.
Very, very new.
Yeah.
But we know what we're doing now. So hopefully we will have, just like the keynote, we'll have those broadcasts up. We hope within kind of 48 to 72 hours.
Nice. So if I miss it, I can just catch it later.
Yeah, cool. But obviously, we want you to catch it live because if you catch it live, you can be a part of the actual conversation.
And are you caught in the middle of all this Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien?
Yes, yeah.
Everybody wants you, Nick, right?
Yeah. No, we've actually bought the Conan desk. It was only like, you know, $3 million. It's fine. We had some leftover cash from PDC09, so we bought that. You know what? Conan might be there. Who knows?
You never know.
Looking for a job. He's looking for a job. I'll send him an email. Because, you know, he loves Silverlight. He really does.
He's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, seriously. one of the things I really liked is speakers, right? Because you get speakers after their session.
We did.
Who had the opportunity to get some Q&A.
We did.
Session.
Or